Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Administrator of Washington County Public Health, Danielle Pettit-Majeski, about sunscreen.
Is sunscreen recommended for all ages?
Yes. Now, what I would also recommend, though, when you think about especially those little babies, they should never be in direct sunlight. So you want to keep your babies in shade, but make sure you put that, you know, sunscreen on their hands, on their face, but making sure that you read the labels and making sure that it's right for little ones. And if you have a question, you should definitely check with your doctor. But the most important factor is to keep young children in the shade. Now, shade is actually really valuable for people of every age. So especially during the peak hours between 10 and 4, that's when the sun's rays are the strongest and you're most likely to burn. So definitely make sure you're putting that sunscreen on, but also seeking shade when you can find it.
So if you're at a ball game or a tournament or at the pool watching your kids,
take an umbrella. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be raining for an umbrella to be helpful. You know, find shade, you know, if there's a gazebo nearby or if there's, you know, a park bench with, you know, a covering, just under a tree, wherever you can find shade, especially during those peak hours, is really important and will help protect your skin.
And does staying hydrated help protect your skin?
Absolutely. Well, staying hydrated is going to help you in a number of ways, because especially when it's really hot, if you're not staying hydrated, I mean, you're sweating to keep yourself cool. And so if you are sweating heavily and you're not replacing that water, your electrolytes are going to become off balance, and then you could become ill, like if you've heard of like heat stroke, and that can really make you ill. So making sure that you stay hydrated, you put on that sunscreen, you seek shade, and really try to just be cognizant of, you know, protecting your skin and trying to stay as healthy as possible.
And is sunscreen recommended for all skin types?
Yes. You know, I think that sometimes there's a misconception that if you have darker skin pigmentation that you can't burn. Not true. You may not see it as visibly as you would, you know, on somebody with paler skin, like my incredibly pale skin, yes. But they can still do damage to their skin, even if they may not show that deep red burn.
And when we're talking about sunscreen, you know, some of those younger kiddos, when they're out at ball games or the pool or what have you, is it important then to get them in the habit?
Yes, yes. And so, you know, I always use the phrase, and you've heard me say this before, gather and slather. It's like that is, if you're going in the pool, you're doing this first. And really 20 minutes before you are exposed to the sun is when you really should be putting that sunscreen on. So don't wait till you get to the swimming pool. Put it on before you leave. And that way, little kids get excited. They want to go swim. Heck, we get excited. We want to go swim. So making sure that you have that on, so that way it's not going to, you know, delay your fun, I guess you could say. But getting them in that habit and making them realize that it's not just for pool days. It's not just for beach days. It's really for every day.
And is that 20 minutes recommended so that your skin soaks it up?
Yep. Giving it time to absorb, giving it time to work. And, you know, and I think about sunscreen. I wear sunscreen year round because the sun is obviously stronger in the summer, but you do have exposure to sun year round. And so if you want to help prevent, you know, maybe it's premature aging, whether it's, you know, just damage to your skin to prevent cancer, it's really not just something for summer. It's something for all year.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski talking about sunscreen. This is part two of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.